Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Saving and investing are two good financial goals, but very different. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. If considering whether to save or to invest, saving always comes first. Savings, that's cash set aside in a safe, accessible account that avoids risk at all costs because you might need this money in 5 years or less. Savings gives you a financial cushion to cover living expenses in the event of an emergency and relief from living paycheck to paycheck. Most people want to save, but honestly, they just don't know where to begin. Doing it automatically is always easiest. Having a predetermined amount deducted from every paycheck and sent directly to your linked savings account really matters. Now, if you take a look at how you pay and how much you pay in finance charges, it could make a numbers cruncher out of you. So consider consolidating your debt. You might consider looking at a loan with a lower interest rate than your current high interest debt that allows you to pay the high rate debt off entirely. You'll save money. You've consolidated your debt into a lower rate single loan, and now you only have one bill to pay. Investing is using money you saved and then designated to be used to buy an asset that will give you an acceptable return over time, but it takes time. Before investing, I suggest that you be out of debt. Know what the money you're saving is intended for, a home, education, car, whatever. Have 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses in an emergency fund. Have health insurance. Be participating in a 401k, especially if your employer matches. And understand your investment options. Now, this takes a learning curve. So I recommend investing first in a good mutual fund. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.